All right. Enough. All righty. Okay. Woo-hoo. It is.
That would get old after a little while.
Yes, it does. Yes. Okay. I could go on for another minute, I think.
Please, no.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Please, no.
It is an open phone day today. We'll talk about anything and everything. And one of the things I was mentioning, I mentioned the fact that May 9th is a week from today. And it's also a big day. It's a very big day for Vladimir Putin, a very big day for Russia because it is their...
It's VE Day.
It's Victory Day in Russia. And that is typically when they show all of their... they bring out all of their intercontinental ballistic missiles and everything else.
It's a military parade.
It's a military parade, and it's a celebration, and everybody waves a flag.
Back in the day... U.S. president would attend that,
yeah.
Actually.
And it's one of the biggest their biggest holiday.
I don't think the president will be attending it this year.
No, I think the part of the problem that we have is, and I saw this in at least two different stories yesterday, one in the Times and one, I believe, I'm not sure where Politico, I think it was, but it was saying that that somehow, some way, that Putin himself, now, he said the threat of nuclear annihilation is not without a possibility as long as Putin is so obsessed with being he's not afraid to go out in a blaze of glory as far as he's concerned, and that's not a good thing. That's what I mean. And it said somebody that, you know, I don't know, we talked about the SEAL, what did we say, SEAL Team 6 or something like that. I don't know.
Let's put that to bed.
It's not going to happen. No, we can't. Happening. We can't do that.
For a myriad of reasons, we can't do that.
I know. He said somehow, some way, somebody or whatever, they're going to have to neutralize it somehow.
I think that responsibility, if it does come to that,
it's from right inside, doesn't it?
No, I'm saying if it comes to removing Putin from office, the only people who can really do that is the Russian people.
That's kind of what I figured too. Yeah,
because I think a bulk of the reason why he hasn't been removed from office for so long,
because he's a KGB and he's using all of those techniques and tactics, isn't he?
That and the main part is everybody in Russia is afraid of him.
Well, for good reason.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, you say anything negative. Any negative thing is immediately immediately put into prison.
Mm-hmm.
This is Russian under Russia under Stalin. Russia. I did see that the head of Israel came out and condemned.
The president of Israel did.
The president did and condemned. Navrov. Navrov is the spokesperson, a military spokesperson, or the defense spokesperson for this for Russia. I almost said Soviet Union, for Russia right now under Putin.
You wanted to say Soviet Union so bad.
Well, Putin, I think, would love to be. You know, I don't know if he wants to be back in the Soviet Union, but I think that the Russian people. Two things. One is the Russian people. They're running out of stocks. They're running out of food. They're running out of everything right now because nothing's coming in.
And you have to imagine that the overwhelming majority of people in Russia do not approve of what their government is doing.
But they have to cheer just like they would if they were in North Korea, cheering for Kim Jong-un, because you don't boo. No, you don't say anything negative about...
I would love to see some figures as far as internet use in Russia and the frequency of use of VPN.
I would think that it would be only among...
Because that's the only way they can really get non-state-sponsored information about what's going on.
Most of the people that have been finding ways out of Russia. If you've got the internet, you've been trying to find ways to get out of Russia. It's been really because no one, obviously they may have the real story, but no one wants, you can't say anything about it. So
it's because they're afraid to.
Of course they're afraid to. Wouldn't you be? I'd be afraid.
I'd be terrified.
I wouldn't. Yeah. And you've got crazy people running. Yeah, it's the
crazy person.
Yeah, they're running everything right now. Okay, good morning. On the talk show, who do we have with us?
Yeah, this is Jack.
Hey, Jack.
Morning, sir.
Hey, can you think about going back in history about 80, 83 years ago? There's another individual that came into power that is almost using or used the same tactics that Putin is using. Can you think of his name?
I can think of his name.
I think we can all think of his name.
We can think of his name. It's okay. Adolf Hitler.
It's almost like he's using his playbook.
He's saying he's blitzing Ukraine.
Yeah, well, you know, basically, you know, you look how Hitler wanted the Poland, you know, how Hitler wanted this thing. He wanted the Rhineland. These are all native German countries, of course, that he thought they were stolen from him and stuff. But it's almost like Putin is using the playbook from Hitler. Hitler had all these people surrounding him. They were yes men. They would do anything he wanted. The German people couldn't rise up and get rid of him. So, you know, this is just like history repeating itself, unfortunately.
Yeah, you don't say anything mm-hmm. negative. You can't say, oh, boy, whatever you do, don't say anything negative. Don't argue with the fact that this is not the right thing to be doing. Now, if somebody does do it, well, they immediately go to prison. It's an immediate 10-year prison sentence.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, here's the thing that also bothers me is we're sending all this military equipment into Ukraine.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Who is training the Ukrainians on how to use it?
Actually,
the U.S. forces are. You don't know that.
Surely not.
Oh, yes, they really are. They're there. The U.S. forces are there training the... am I not supposed to say that? No, they're there. Yeah.
There are people there who are training them to use
these
things.
The U.S. forces are not...
They're not active.
They're not fighting. They're not in there, but they are training them. They're training them to fly planes. They're training them to use the tanks. They're training them to use everything.
Use anti-tank weapons to shoot.
Use
to
anti-tank
everything.
Weapons. They're training them with all of the highest sophisticated military hardware that is available from 40 different countries.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's almost like it's a proxy war. We'll send you all the equipment, but we're not going to help you.
No, they're...
Oh, that's been a thing in history for a long, long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, there's plenty of...
Remember a little conflict going on in South America in the 1980s?
Yeah, there's a lot... They know, and yes, the U.S. is the soldiers there, and there are U.S. soldiers or former U.S. soldiers that are fighting on their own as just because... They went of their own accord. There's no...
A lot of them might work for the CIA also. That's another story.
You know,
We probably won't know.
Well, here's the other side of this is that how do you deal with a crazy man, Jack? What do you do? How do you deal with a man that's totally crazy and is obsessed?
You hope that somebody takes him out, but he has surrounded himself with people that's going to do exactly what he says, that's going to protect him. I mean, you know, he makes these rallies and stuff like that. We're not sure exactly if that's actually, you know, handpicked people that are at his rallies.
And guess what, Jack? Everybody, his approval ratings are over 90%. Did you know that?
I can't. I wouldn't doubt it. You know, you're not going to be able to.
Yeah. You're not allowed to.
Against him.
Yeah, you can't have low approval ratings if people are not to speak. We're talking about a guy who the last viable political opponent he had, he poisoned and tried to have him killed, and then when he came back to Russia,
threw him in prison, yes. Yeah, yeah, you know, this. Well, he's the baddest of the bad guys that we've seen
in
a very, very long time. And he is, now, the threat right now, Jack, is really that if he is crazy enough to use nuclear weapons, I don't think he's afraid. They said this, if he's stuck in between a rock and a hard place and he's not getting any, let's face it, the Ukrainians are the ones who are advancing and taking back territory right now.
Yeah.
And think about it. Now, you were in the army, weren't you, Jack?
Yes, I was. Yes, sir.
Yeah. But there's a difference between now, if you're, look at Vietnam and look at Korea, look at those places. If you're trying to save your homeland, and you've got an invading army coming in, the difference between the invading army that is conscript draftees, people that have been they've already lost up to 25,000 troops and this is Russia, and they've lost 65% of their, I've got another story, 65% of their fighting capability right
now. Is incapacitated.
It's incapacitated. So they're, in a war which now finally we've got the highest sophisticated military hardware is coming in from everywhere right now, and the heaviest the training to operate it.
It's another thing to sit there and talk about this, but then you go think we have spent trillions and trillions of dollars trying to keep Soviet Union and or the Russians from doing what they're doing now, and it's almost like all that money is wasted because Russia wasn't actually as tough as they claimed to be. If they can't beat Ukraine, they can't beat anybody unless they said they use nuclear weapons.
That's what they're using. I'm not going to say the Trump card, but it's his card and frankly, when he starts using nuclear weapons, they've talked about him using low yield nuclear weapons, but exactly. I mean, when push comes to shove, then I don't know what can be the reaction. You're right. Somebody's got to take him out, and it can't be us.
Yeah. One last thing, I'd be more concerned about North Korea being stupid after Putin, because he's this bravado. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. But one day he's going to try and do something.
Try and do anything because he's nuts. He's really nuts.
Nobody's going to, he's 100%, following, he gets
Kim Jong-un,
holes and ones. I mean, he's perfect. Nobody's going to be able to
The one card that we have beyond that, though, that the fact is, China is ready to, in fact, the Chinese, from what the intelligence I've seen, the Chinese are ready to, they're ready to do what they need to do if somebody has to take out Putin. Jing Xiaoping, himself personally, but somebody,
they've pretty much removed themselves from this entirely.
They removed themselves, but they've cut the flow of everything.
Because they have seen what happened when the world went after Russia's economy, and what's the one thing China never wants to happen? They need their economy to keep running.
They have stopped the flow of everything, anything to Russia.
Because
see
what happened with Russia's economy is that every major country and all these trillion-dollar brands and everything just cut Russia off from the world, basically, and their economy is suffering heavily because of it.
And they're running out of, and all these places, the stores are running out of stocks, the foods, and you've got, Ukraine is one of Ukraine is considered one of the breadbaskets of the world.
It's the agriculture center of Eastern Europe.
Yeah. And so,
All right. It's something to think about.
It is. Well,
appreciate it.
Well, if we only had an answer, that's all we have. Anyway, all right, 319.
We got no answers, just questions.
And that's. But I guess that's the question is, and this was brought up when I was reading, is the fact that, so if we hit May 9th and things are bleak or looking, and the war in Ukraine is not showing any change in status or any good change for Russia, then what sort of things might Putin do to be able to, I don't know.
I don't know either.
Nobody really knows. And the fact is, because he can, will he? I'm talking about nuclear weapons. Because he can, will he? Is he that crazy?
You really want to say...
I know. I think he is that crazy, but I'm not sure...
You want to think so, but you also have to think that somebody in there is human.
That's what I'm hoping for. Anyway, it is... Yeah, it's crazy. All right. Well, we could talk about that, I guess. Why talk about it right now? Because we're not going to solve the problem. We can't solve it. We don't have the power to do that.
What do you think are some problems we could solve?
Well, the only thing we can do is understand that there's a lot of people right now that are, and the events that are going on at Memorial Auditorium, I did want to say this. I know that they're talking about the parking.
Let's change gears a little bit here.
Well, the parking that's going on, and let's put it this way. You got to park a little farther away. You can get to most of the stores, but You're probably going to have to do some more walking, right?
There's nothing wrong with that.
And nothing wrong with that. They do have a shuttle. Now, they are operating a shuttle for all auditorium events, so mm-hmm. that you can be parked in a parking lot, and that shuttle will traverse the downtown, and will pick up people if you need to be picked up. So that's I don't know what else is going on. I don't think this is, we had civic music last week. I don't know of anything coming up immediately. We do have Memorial Day weekend with the Friday Fest. And Friday Fest, and that's a big deal. And we have the Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast. That typically draws very large crowds. And bike races that are going to be very, very different than what you've seen before, because the downtown is... Snake Alley will still be open, and Washington Street still will be open. But both of the Friday night criterium and the Saturday criterium are going to be going up to North Hill, as far as all the way up to North Street.
Mm-hmm.
That means if you're living in that, a lot of people live in the North Hill area. If you live in that area.
I used to live in that area.
If you live in the North Hill.
I've since moved to another part
so
of town.
Yeah, so you're probably going to have to be, you probably have to be moving some cars and maybe parking in another street that particular weekend.
Be doing a little bit more walking.
I think that's true.
And which, you know, it's not a bad time of year to do that.
No, and hopefully we've got good weather.
If this was happening in October, I'd be a bit more upset.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it is going on. I mean, it's. But I was mentioning, the fact is that the start finish line, because of they figured out that you really don't want
It was going to be right outside.
Well, it was going to be down. It was going to be right at the entrance to our parking lot. However, the entrance to our parking lot, if you put that up there, that blocks anybody.
Then we can't get to work.
You can't get in and out of the place, right? So,
we moved it to in front of the door.
Right in front of the door. Now, I don't know. I guess they'll have lots of, plenty of porta potties and things like that there as well for people to use, because there really isn't. We don't have public bathrooms.
Where would they be? A crossover at Vandeveer Park?
Well, they'll probably have some right on the side around the sidewalk on both sides of the thing, is what I'm guessing.
Probably.
Because it's going to start, it will be the entrance or the place that everything will start right here.
All I know is it's going to be a busy day.
Very busy day, and yes.
Busy couple of days.
Yeah, it's going to be very different than what it has been in the past, but it should be an interesting one, I guess. Well, the fact is, visibility should be good for... I was just talking to Mikey J about the fact is, we've got a restaurant. I said, your restaurant's going to be, if you've got something, possibility going on, because you're right at the corner. Mm-hmm. You're right at the corner where everybody's going to get ready.
Specials ready to go.
Anyway, that's what's happening there. I did want to say a shout-out to the Players Workshop, and thank you for a very nice reception, and thank you for letting me be a celebrity taste tester.
Oh. Yeah, how was that? I was out of town. I didn't get a chance to see it.
It was fun. It was my first time on stage since 2000, on the actual stage during a performance, since 2008.
Wow.
Because that was in 2008, that's when I'd been doing the early mornings for 3 years. And I thought, well, you know what, I can do a major role and have it. And that was a play that I got to I hit opening night, and I thought.
You had enough.
I kept going. The adrenaline keeps you going to opening night, and then
burnout is a very real thing.
Well, when I don't know if it's burnout so much as the fact is, but when the only thing you want to do instead of go to a cast party is go home and go to bed.
That is burnout.
All right,
definitely.
Well, it tells you you got to know when to say when.
You're just done.
Yeah. And it was nice to be, but this was a special treat. And I've been on stage with both of the leading characters before, actually. So it was kind of fun to be in a different vein. And it was really a much more, I was on stage a lot longer than I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be like a one
minute
quick
thing.
There we go. What do we got here? Oh, okay. not a thing for the airwaves. No, it's not. It just says a commercial change thing.
There's some more stuff you got to do.
That's right, but that's okay. Hey, you know, we're gonna take a break.
This is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe.
Y'all ready?
At some point, people just got to move on, dude. I get it. It was a fascinating story that Sean Payton and Tom Brady might pair up together to go to Miami. Like, what am I missing here?
I think you're missing the fact that we have a society now that buys into that.
Two Pros, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and a Cup of Joe, Jonas Knox.
Weekday mornings from 5 to 8 on Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360.
Spring is here, which means it's time to take advantage of the Home Depot low price guarantee. We're offering the best brands at the best prices so you can take on as much as you want. Add the thrill of a great deal to the satisfaction of getting your projects done. And if you find a lower price from one of our competitors, we'll match it. Because when we say nobody beats our prices, we mean it. It feels like spring savings at the Home Depot. Our doers get more done.
Meet your dog's new favorite brand, Jinx. Recipes powered by real clean ingredients, not artificial preservatives or fake stuff. Jinx is proudly made here in the USA. For dog parents, by dog parents. Try Jinx today and get 15% off your first two subscription orders at thinkjinx.com/radio or visit a Walmart near you. Your dog will love Jinx or you get your money back guaranteed. Visit thinkjinx.com/radio. thinkjinx.com/radio.
Farming has a remarkable past, full of legacy and tradition. But it also has a very promising future. Future based on higher demand and higher capabilities. And the way forward to that future will be led by the brave, the courageous, the trailblazers. At Morning Sun Farm Implement, we also have a wonderful history. Formed by a group of local farmers in 1989, we've never forgotten where we came from and who we're honored to serve. So today, we're giving farmers a new option to build their future. The Fendt line of agricultural equipment delivers the perfect blend of brains and brawn to help achieve what our forefathers would find incredible. So whether your farm is Massey Red or Fendt Green, Morning Sun Farm Implement will have the equipment to keep your operation running at its very best, so the future of your farm can be every bit as great as its past.
News now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
And now the latest from the KBUR newsroom, I'm Colin Letty. The Henderson County Sheriff's Office has announced the arrest of a Biggsville, Illinois man on multiple charges. 26-year-old Brandon Buchanan of Biggsville was arrested for possession of methamphetamine under 5 grams and possession of drug paraphernalia. Buchanan was also arrested on 2 warrants from McDonough County and Des Moines County. On Saturday at about 5:30 p.m., sheriff's deputies located Buchanan in Biggsville after receiving information he was wanted on warrants. During the arrest for the warrants, Buchanan was searched and found to be in possession of methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia. Buchanan is currently being housed in the Henderson County Jail. A sheriff's deputy in western Illinois who died after he was struck by a car driven by a man fleeing police after being spotted with a gun at a convenience store has been identified. The Illinois State Police say the Knox County deputy, identified as 34-year-old Nicholas Weist, was setting up spike strips designed to flatten the tires of vehicles when he was struck in nearby Henry County on Friday morning. The suspect then crashed into a field and was apprehended by police after a brief foot chase. 22-year-old Dalen Richardson of Granite City, Illinois, is charged with murder, unlawful possession of a weapon by a felon, and aggravated fleeing and eluding. Public school systems are beginning to feel the pinch from enrollment losses tied to the coronavirus pandemic. Funding for schools is driven partly by student headcounts, and emergency provisions in many states allowed them to maintain funding at pre-pandemic levels. But, like the billions of dollars of federal relief money that have helped schools weather the crisis, those measures were not meant to last forever. A school system in suburban Kansas City is eliminating over 100 jobs, including kindergarten aides and library clerks. Oakland, California is losing 7 schools. Other districts around the country are merging classrooms, selling buildings, and leaving teaching positions unfilled. From the KBUR newsroom, I'm Colin Letty.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The American embassy in Ukraine closed because of the Russian invasion could be operational again by the end of the month, as the diplomat in charge there. Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, says about Ukraine's president, Vladimir Zelensky.
D.A. Fani Williams said,
he puts forward an argument, what kind of Nazification can we have if I'm a Jew? If I remember it right, I may be wrong, but Hitler also had Jewish origins.
And Israel's foreign minister calls that statement unforgivable and a horrible historical error. Selection starts today in Georgia for a special grand jury investigation of former President Trump.
D.A. Fani Williams says Donald Trump may have broken Georgia's election laws, especially during a phone call with Georgia officials in which the then president states he hopes to find more votes. A recording of that call was later publicized.
Fox's Evan Brown, the grand jury has the power to subpoena witnesses who may not want to cooperate. America's listening to Fox News.
Weather now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Partly sunny skies through the morning hours for the most part, but then cloudy to mostly cloudy this afternoon. A 30% chance of a shower mainly after 5 p.m. and a high to 60. Showers possible. Thunderstorms a virtual certainty tonight. A low to 50. Full of east winds gusting to 20. Rain possible. Thunderstorms mainly before 11 Tuesday. North winds gusting to 25. Partly cloudy Tuesday night. A low down to 42. And then partly sunny Wednesday, 63 right now. It is 49.
I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC. Stocks are going to try to rebound this morning on Wall Street, but it's pointing to a mixed effort after Friday's plunge. It's the first day of May trading. The Dow on Friday fell more than 900 points. The Nasdaq opened this morning after its worst month since 2008. Investors starting to decide whether to follow the old saying, sell in May and walk away. Investors bracing for the Fed's signal to interest rate increase on Wednesday and the April jobs report, which comes Friday, plus a load of corporate earnings reports all week long. Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway bought another $600 million worth of Apple shares during the dip in the share price in the first quarter. Apple is Berkshire's largest holding. Moderna says its COVID vaccine for children under 6 years old will be ready for FDA review next month. It has applied for emergency use authorization. Universal's The Bad Guys was number one at the weekend box office. Universal's a sister company to CNBC. Jessica Ettinger, CFO.
The CFOs that get it, get it. The CFOs that don't, don't. Behold the CFO, the chief financial officer. This isn't some bean counter. Today's CFO is critical to the strategy, growth, and profitability of the business. But in growing companies, there are two kinds of CFOs. One who's struggling to keep up with spreadsheets everywhere, manual processes, errors, and lack of visibility into the numbers. It takes weeks to close the books. And one who's on top of their game. Automated reports, inventory, e-commerce, and HR flow into the financial models seamlessly. Insights coming with the click of a button. This CFO uses NetSuite by Oracle with visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, and budgeting. NetSuite is everything you need to grow all in one place. That's why NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system used by over 29,000 growing businesses. Like I said, the CFOs that get it, get it. The CFOs that don't, don't. Head to netsuite.com/advantage for a special one-of-a-kind financing offer. netsuite.com/advantage. netsuite.com/advantage.
Renewal by Anderson.
I'm Sam Hare with Renewal by Anderson. May's a great time to consider home improvements like replacing your windows. This past winter, you probably noticed your windows were drafty and inefficient. That's causing discomfort and higher energy bills for your home. It's time to do something about it. Our Fibrex composite window is the right choice to make a difference in your home. Twice as strong as vinyl, easy to operate and easy to maintain, Renewal by Anderson is the 2022 Energy Star Partner of the Year. Celebrating Memorial Day, our 31-day countdown sale is on. $350 off every window, $900 off every patio door, and no money down, no payments, and no interest for 24 months. Visit us at renewalbyanderson.com or at our showroom in Davenport.
Renewal by Anderson.
Accommodating. In a word, that's Proof Funeral Service. The caring staff at Proof Funeral specialize in accommodating your needs and your wishes. Proof Funeral Service offers a modern facility that can accommodate up to 400 people with convenient parking. We can accommodate every aspect of your service on site, including the funeral luncheon. Stop by for a tour and to meet the staff and see why accommodation so often leads to recommendation of our services. Proof Funeral Service, a tradition of caring.
Start your day with KBUR.
The morning news.
The weather.
Information you need to start your day.
Instant, up to date.
News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. And online at KBUR.com.
Let's see, what else is going on? Elon Musk buys Twitter. And
that he does.
And Donald Trump
and
is...
And a lot of people are really either very happy or very angry about it.
Well, I don't... I guess the question is...
I guess you could apply that result to a lot of things going on at any given time. A lot of people are happy about it, and a lot of people are upset about it.
Well, I guess the question is, what are the people that are unhappy? They're unhappy because why? Because there's not going to be the person who was running Twitter. They're going to be basically saying, you know, if it's free and open, I don't know,
yeah.
there'll be no censorship in the thing.
Yeah,
and
100%. And what is wrong with that? You realize that if you yourself have a Twitter account and you don't want to see something, there are mute and block functions,
yes,
and avenues you can take to not see it.
Right. And the fact is, but it's sort of a little bit, but it's a little bit like...
I deleted my Twitter account ages ago.
Yes. And Facebook, you might as well say, and Facebook, hey, Facebook's always been a cesspool, hasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's people who are angry about something. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. Who are with us today?
This is Dean, the last caller about Putin and Russia. I agree with wholeheartedly. In the old days, what they used to do, they didn't like their leader. They would have a coup and get rid of him.
But they, he's surrounded. But he's surrounded by all of his
yes
loyalists.
Men.
Yes, men.
Yeah, but I'm just, you don't know. But I'm just saying that.
Well, none of us know.
No, I don't know.
No, we don't know, but this is all assumptions.
Yeah,
assumptions.
I think, Dean, the main thing is, as long as we were talking before about the fact is, you know, we just hope somebody somewhere within that
group will be a voice of reason
or will simply take the action needed to prevent a nuclear war.
We would start to get the Cold War sort of a little bit go away, then there'll be a coup and there'll be a hardline. It's okay. This mm-hmm. is about that coach that prayed after sporting events. Okay.
Yeah. I forget his name.
It was in Texas, wasn't it?
Yes.
Of any estimated of religion or prohibited a free example thereof, and a bridge of the freedom of speech and press, and the right of the American people peacefully to assembly. And to protest the government for renting disagreements, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, our founding fathers didn't want a government to endorse religion because they saw in the past in Europe when they had that, they had wars, they had famine. And they have people bring an interpretation of what they thought it was.
Mm-hmm.
But they did not want to say, no, you cannot pray after a swearing event. Like one of the Supreme Court justices said, what are you going to do if somebody wanted to pray at work over their meal? What are you going to do if they want to wear a thing over their head like the Jews do? I mean, that's basically what I do. At work, I pray over my lunch, or when I go out to eat, I go over pray over my dinner.
Nothing
That's
wrong with that.
That's what the founding fathers wanted. And about this, about kids under 6 years old, it's basically pharmaceutical companies want to make money off of the kids. There's no reason.
The vaccine is what you're talking about,
vaccine,
right?
There's mm-hmm. no reason for this because you look at science, look at the proof. Kids do not, they do get sick from it, but very, very few die. I haven't heard of honey baby sun from it or well, under six.
Dean, that's the thing. That's the crux of this. Yes, they want approval for the vaccine, but no one is forcing anyone to vaccinate their children. It is still 100% up to the parent.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, look at the science, and basically that there's no reason for that. It's just the pharmaceutical companies want to make money, and that's the reason. And about this new board that the White House wants to, they want now to censor what comes out, what's false. Read the book, 1984. It is coming true. It said this would happen. And basically, it's 1984. And I guess then the people in the White House and Congress never read the thing called the Constitution I just read. Maybe they should read it again. That's
okay.
It.
Hey, Dean, thanks for the call, okay?
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
1984, huh?
Yeah, well, we passed 1984 a while back. But I understand what he's point. Yes, is the...
The control of information is a very powerful thing, yes, but...
Yes, and it's...
Do you think about something like this, this misinformation committee? I can see both sides of this in that you would want the information getting out to be correct, right? And be
exactly.
truthful, but also it does seem like an issue of the First Amendment,
but
doesn't it?
It is. The fact is,
I see both sides. I can see arguments from both sides.
I would go along with Musk. I would go along with Musk and say, you know what?
Open it up and interpret for yourself.
Yes, and the fact it's a little bit like if we're going to use the Russian example and the VPNs. There are ways and means
to
find the information and to distill it. You can't look. You can look at. If you want to believe something, and if you always go to one website or one channel or one place to get your information, well, then you're probably you're subject to basically being a distorted view.
I mean, the issue of
certain
things in conflict of the First Amendment. I can bring up multiple issues, like why are certain books banned in schools?
That's a very good question. We have that very.
Is
question.
That not a violation of the First Amendment?
Well, and that's a violation. Well, I have a feeling this law that we had.
But also, you think that if people really are after that sort of information, there are ways to get it.
Well, and I think the other thing is that the way that we're talking the school law in Iowa, aren't we? That was a law that said that parents would have the ability to basically.
This is a new phenomenon, which. Again, there are pros and cons with absolutely, and that is increased transparency and parental involvement in school curriculums, which there are, like everything else to do with governmental proceedings, there are massive pros and cons.
Yeah, there is, and the fact is, it all depends on who's controlling what you can or cannot see, read, or
It goes
speak.
Back to what I said earlier. The control of information is a very powerful thing.
Yeah, and schools it puts schools into.
And to reference 1984 again, to use a line from it, if you want to know who controls the future. Yeah. Know who controls the past.
Or Fahrenheit 451, if you want to use another analogy. You know,
I don't think we're at the point of burning less than favorable books. I hope not.
Well, we have been there. We have been there, haven't we? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's... anyway, it is...
Or, you know, people were burning out music albums that were seen as less than favorable.
It's always been,
there's always going to be something for people to be outraged at.
When John Lennon said the Beatles were
bigger than
Jesus, the number of, the bonfires of Beatles records being set in.
I bet you they didn't know that because those things are worth a mint these days.
Well, you would think so, yeah, anyway. All right, let's go to the phones. Good morning. Who do we have with us today?
This is Debbie. I had a question about the farmer's market. Are they still having it down on Jefferson because of all the construction?
My understanding is, let me see if I've got that. Hold on. Let me look it up on my, because I've got it in my community calendar. Let me look up the community
that
calendar.
That is a good question because Jefferson is under very heavy construction right now.
Okay. And the understanding that I have, Well, you know what? We're going to be talking about that. I've got Amy Moyner. She's going to be joining me tomorrow, and we'll find out. But it's showing right now they're still looking at 4:30 to 7 downtown Burlington on Jefferson Street. So,
but be prepared for change.
But as I said, there's going to be some modification. They may be moving. It may be one of those where the blocks that they're using are going to be moving as they go, because mm-hmm. of the construction's being done block by block. So
they might move it up or down a street.
So that's what I would... My feeling is they're going to do what they have to do to keep it there, right on Jefferson, and I can't see... And as I said, they'll move it up or down depending upon where construction is. But I'd be prepared, but I would say, from what I'm reading here, it's on Jefferson Street. Which blocks, I don't know, but be prepared.
So it can be either one from the east part to the west part.
That is exactly right. It could be anywhere. Okay. It'll just be where the construction isn't going on.
But did they start on the east side first on the construction?
They started west.
Oh, west.
And they're going west east.
All the construction related to the tire project started west, and they're moving towards the river.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Good luck.
Except for the construction that's already on the river.
All right. We're going to take a break.
Well... What shall we talk about?
You're listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show.
I don't believe for a second that it's not at the core about its money. But Deebo Samuel, if he doesn't like his role, Deebo wants wide receiver money, and he would love to just stay out there wide where you can't get hurt.
The Doug Gottlieb Show.
2 to 5 weekdays on Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360.
Do you have osteoporosis? DEXA knows. A DEXA scan uses low-dose x-rays to detect bone loss. It helps predict the risk for fractures, especially hip fractures. A DEXA scan is recommended for all women age 65 and older. It can be beneficial for younger women who have risk factors for osteoporosis. Ask your healthcare provider about ordering a DEXA scan at Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center in Fort Madison, West Burlington, or the Keokuk Clinic. Visit greatriverhealth.org. For more information.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Hi, this is Ashley Darley, Community Relations Director with the Views of Burlington. We're currently looking for CNAs to become a part of our amazing team at Oakview Nursing and Rehabilitation. Whether you're a new CNA or just wanting a new challenge, we're offering competitive wages, sign-on bonus, and shift differential. Stop by 1212 Indian Hills Drive to fill out an application, or online go to viewsofburlington.com, and remember to like us on Facebook at Views of Burlington.
Good morning and welcome back on the talk show. Open phone day today, and I know that bottom line is let's see, we're pretty certain that the farmers market is going to be on Jefferson, where they're not doing construction.
Mm-hmm.
We did that law, the book law, that did pass, and it has been signed by the governor. Is that right?
It's not book law per se. It's a law about curriculum transparency.
Curriculum transparency, and parents can then object to
the status of law. I know it passed the House almost unanimously.
Yeah. And are they done? Session's over, isn't it?
I believe so. I'm not sure.
I don't know either. We'll find out. Okay, let's see. What else?
We'll find out.
Okay. Let's see. Anything else that's going on? Construction. So be careful. And lots of stuff is going to be going on.
If
it's
in
May.
The area of downtown, pay attention.
We have better weather coming up next week.
Which means construction's going to be going even harder.
Yeah. And enjoy good weather when you got it. I think we will see, hopefully, you know, mild weather for a while. I mean, it's like, how many times have I worn, well, I could have worn, because I never know what the temperature in this building is going to be. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
it feels like somebody's changing the thermostat in here constantly.
Well, I think it is. Somewhere.
I guess that's most places, though.
I know. But it's also hard to think. Anyway, we thank you for tuning in. Thank you for calling in, those that did today. And again, I think that this will be an interesting week in the Ukraine, an interesting week in Russia, an interesting week to see just what is
just
developing.
An interesting week.
It is going to be an interesting week. We don't know the situation, and we just let's hope it's a good week, and it's a good day for all people.
Yep.
A week from today. Anyway, it is 9:59 at KBUR. And we've got, tomorrow I've got a very special guest that we had to reschedule. Tony Roth has written a book called Trigger Point, and we're going to talk about that with him tomorrow. He got the time zones confused.
Ah.
The old time zone confusion. So we're going to hope that all that is back in and back to normal. That's up tomorrow. Chad Bird's going to be in for our Wednesday show. We'll have the Community Foundation earlier in the morning. And tomorrow I'm going to be joined by Rachel Lindeed. We're going to talk about the job fair that's coming up on the 5th. So lots of things to happen right here in Burlington.